Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
I'm going to poke a big fat hole in this study out of a very reputable university, Columbia.
Yeah, we can trust Columbia because they have Ivy. That's how we decide.
It's true. It's
not
either,
like they're an Ivy League school. Like,
right.
I think there's actual Ivy growing up the side of the building.
We have determined it's either Ivy or being in the UK that makes you reputable.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Canada. We don't like any of you. Actually, I think UBC has some Ivy on it.
No, anyway. We trust Queens.
Do we?
We don't trust Brock. Or
Last Chance U.
If you can walk and talk, you
yeah.
can go to Brock.
Right.
We don't trust Brock. And who else don't we trust?
Waterloo Lutheran.
Oh, Laurier, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they drink too much.
Wrigley Field has Ivy on it. Is there a college or university in Wrigley Field
Chicago?
By any chance?
No.
There's no?
Oh, all right.
There's no university in Chicago?
Oh, there's university.
University
there,
of Chicago?
Isn't that where Temple
is? Well, you're the
too?
One that actually went to university. I'm counting on you to understand where
I don't
the
know
place
where all the.
At.
Listen, there are how many 600 post-secondary institutions in Canada, for crying out loud.
I would trust Acadia here in Canada because
sure.
it looks like, you know, Yale. Only my ex-husband went there, and I'm telling you, there was not worth the money.
Okay. I'm going to tell you
kidding.
About this study from Columbia University. And I'm just gonna give you the Coles Notes version of this and see if it makes you raise an eyebrow.
Okay.
Busy people get more things done.
That's one of my favorite sayings. Busy people get stuff done. Only I don't say stuff, I say another word.
Yeah, okay. But well, of course they do.
Yeah.
Because they have more to do.
Right.
If you're not busy, you have nothing to do. So how are you getting anything done?
That's like, valid. That's
you need
valid.
To go to Columbia University to figure this out. I had this figured out in grade 2.
Yeah. You've been busy ever since. I feel like you had your little clip-on bow tie and your pocket protector, and you were off. You were going to city council meetings when you were in grade 2, weren't you? You were. He was. I bet you he walked his little cute bum all the way downtown to City Hall.
I had a little briefcase I carried instead of a knapsack.
Did you?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh, is there any pictures of you holding your little briefcase on
no.
the first day of school?
No, there are not.
Did you get beat up?
Did I get beat up? I still get beat up.
You had a little briefcase instead of a backpack?
Yes, I did.
You cute little... Oh, come on and go over there and
no,
pinch
you
your
will
face.
Do no such thing.
Come
you
on.
You will do no such thing.
Why? How come you had a little briefcase? So cute.
How old? Sorry. What?
Like, what grade are we in here?
When did I have it? I think like grade 3, 4, in and around there. What's the matter with
it's
that?
So
it's so cute.
It's
cute.
Adorable.
I love it.
That's right, Polly.
Did people beat you with your briefcase?
They beat me with everything they had at their disposal.
Jerks.
Lunch bags.
Jerks.
Twigs. Baseball
oh,
bats.
No, that's horrible. Oh, look how
my briefcase.
Cute you were. So cute.
My peanut butter and jelly sandwich that my mom put in my lunch with my crusts cut off.
Well, maybe that's why they were...
Anyway,
did your
well,
mother
see,
know that
still,
sending you out into the world with your little briefcase was going to get you beat up?
No. See, she wondered why I always had black eyes.
No, but see, the times have changed since you were a cute little grade 3 nerd briefcase carrying
really?
Wannabe busy guy.
Doesn't feel like it.
Because you can't, no kids, we don't bully and we don't do that anymore. But yeah, we got the crap beat out of us, didn't
Listen,
we?
Listen, if your kid carries a briefcase to school, I will personally walk him or her
oh,
to and from class.
So cute. Farwell, I can't
out-
even. I can't even. I can't even get the cuteness out of my brain.
Yeah. Then they will figure out, before Columbia University does, that busy people get more stuff done. Like, honestly, of course they do.
But
it's simple math.
But remember, I think it was yesterday we were talking about how much time workers waste at work. And then
yeah,
maybe
like,
the busy people are the people who don't waste that 53 minutes a day or whatever.
Sure,
it was.
This is the point. The lead researcher in the study says take large tasks and break them down into smaller ones so you can remain busy.
Manageable chunks.
Yeah, manageable chunks. So
yeah,
you just,
manageable chunks.
So you're still getting one thing done, but you're making it into 8 different little things. You're all a bunch of morons.
I always think I don't want to be so busy. I'm going to stop the glorification of busy.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I'm going to have a bath, I'm going to sit in the tub. I'm going to get in the tub, I'm going to turn on the water jets, and I'm not going to do anything. And then I get in there, and I can't wait to get out. Or if I feel like...
To do something.
Yeah,
yeah,
to do something. There's always something that needs to be done.
That's the problem with the world, isn't it?
Stop the glorification of busy. And insist that all cute little grade 3 boys carry briefcases.
You would have beat me up too, and you know it.
I never would have. What? No, I would not have beat you up. I'm a lover, not a hitter.
Campbell and Farwell, Mornings on Country 106.7.